We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In the meantime, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
Out of us.
And the men's room knows just who it is. Hey! So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we had Tuesday Drink Task and Stephen Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 48-year-old David Owens of Swansea, Wales. David is a father of six, and you know what else he is? He's a drug dealer. Busy man, but his drug of choice is heroin, and he has 24 previous convictions to prove it. Recently, two plainclothes cops witnessed Dave doing a drug deal with another dude in the middle of the street in the middle of the day. So the officers, they went to quote-unquote investigate. They identified themselves. As soon as they said they were police, well, the buyer, he took off running. Meanwhile, David, he was there being detained by police. And while he's being detained by police, now keep in mind, when the cops started searching him, he had some cash on him, but he had no drugs on him at all. But then his phone rang. And normally that wouldn't be a big deal, but his ringtone was, and I quote, "Hello, it's your drug dealer." So at that moment, I swear to God, that gave him enough. They could go to a judge, search his place, where they found all the rest of his drugs. He ended up being arrested. He's about to serve a bunch of time.
Damn.
His phone ringtone.
That is just dumb.
"Hello, it's your drug dealer." Dude, I'm not advocating for you to have any type of behavior, but if your belief is you don't want authorities to know what your behavior is, don't make your ringtone the thing that says what it is you do. That's all. You don't want your phone to ring and be like, "I'm the one who called in the bomb threat to the airport." You know, we're going to call.
Yeah, maybe don't save it as, like, cocaine dealer Mike.
Right. That's all we're saying, man.
Who are you texting?
No one. Well, it says here, cocaine dealer Mike.
Is yeah. That- What is the residue on the top of this glass?
Oh, it's just that nickname, you know, because he deals coke. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hill, could you please, everyone, how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure as hell can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, McGuire. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, McGuire, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes.
All right, then you know you have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's do interior decorating.
Hell yeah. What a way to start the work week. Let's talk about interior decorating. A man arrived at the emergency room with something from a carpet cleaning machine stuck in his rectum. Had a diameter of about 7 to 8 centimeters around. The 51-year-old man had inserted the object 2 days before, but he went to the hospital after ending up in pain. Now, he claimed that he and his wife used the object to, quote, treat his hemorrhoids. But doctors, they could find no evidence that he had hemorrhoids. Well, the man said he had attempted to extract the object himself using a screwdriver and a spoon, but he could not get it to move. Doctors examined the patient and said that he was well, stable, and cooperative and discovered scratches around his anus. They used x-rays and a CAT scan to locate the object, but attempts to remove it failed, so a quote-unquote extraction was booked the following morning. Medics then tried to remove the object under general anesthetic, which did not work, as the object was wider than the pelvic outlet. I think we understand and can connect the dots there. They then attempted a laparotomy, where the abdominal wall layers are opened layer by layer, and then they tried to push the thing through his rectum. You follow me? But that still did not work. Eventually, surgeons decided just to chop the object up to make the extraction easier. They used an electric drill to break it into three different parts, and after 7 hours of surgery, the man was discharged with a colostomy bag. That's a lot of trouble to go through for hemorrhoids you don't have. All right, so the question is, what did he have up his backside? Was it a plastic ball, a roller brush, a vacuum hose, or the duster attachment? So plastic ball, roller brush, vacuum hose, duster attachment.
Huh. I'd have to go with the second option there.
Roller brush?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think if I was going to stuff something up there from that household item, it'd be the roller brush.
I'm right there with you. I'm
like, let's get it going. I feel like the vacuum hose, that might be on the front side. I can't imagine putting that in the back side.
I have done it on the front side. Does not work as well as one would hope.
What did you say? The first one was plastic roll?
Plastic ball.
Plastic ball.
So I picture like a Dyson or something, right?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, damn.
I'm going to go duster attachment.
Duster attachment?
You good with that, McGuire, final answer on the roller brush?
You know, I'm kind of thinking about it again now. That ball, with him not having his hemorrhoids, I'm thinking he was going for some pleasure, and I think I'm going to go with the ball.
Going ball.
Roller ball.
Okay. All right. We're going to find out what they had to remove. Was it a plastic ball, a roller brush, a vacuum hose, or a duster attachment next?
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories interior decorating on profile. This man went to the ER with something from a carpet cleaner in his anus. He and his wife were doing their thing, but apparently they said it was to help with his hemorrhoid situation. The object had to be surgically removed as it was cut into three separate pieces. So question is, was it a plastic ball, a roller brush, vacuum hose, or a duster attachment?
And McGuire, that is the very, very question that we asked you. Let us start with the Ted Smith. I'm right there with you. If they said, look, you have to take one of these four parts of a vacuum and put it in your anus, I'm going roller brush all day.
Right.
Sadly, disagrees. Right. He's not my kind of guy. Miles, you went with the duster attachment.
Yeah, I know it's one of those things that kind of clip onto the side.
Yeah, so you can pick the size you'd like,
sure,
so to speak. And sadly, no. And McGuire, originally you agreed with E. Ted Smith with the roller brush, because let's face it, that'd be the best. But then you thought about like a Dyson vacuum. You went with the roller ball. You are correct.
No way.
That's why they couldn't get it out, right?
No way.
So he puts this thing up there. And when the doctors went in, keep in mind everything they tried to do to get it out. So the first thing, general anesthetic.
See, that would be the last one I would have picked, just based on the size.
Right. But well, that's what they said. They couldn't get the object out. It's wider than the pelvic outlet. In other words, the ball's bigger than his butt. All right. Then they attempted to cut away all the layers and push it back through his rectum. That didn't work because the roller ball is much larger than his rectum. So they finally just cut it into pieces and pulled it out that way.
That's amazing he got it in there.
See, that's if it took that much trouble to get it out.
No thanks.
What was the struggle to get it in?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.